Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige. My life is like a ball band with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet rocks!
The best.
And now
damn.
It's time for the best damn audio.
Part deuce.
Oh, there's the best damn audio for you.
By the way, did you know? I would assume that they're listening on a stream or something. That somebody text in. I listen to y'all every day in Macon, Georgia. That happened just down the road from me in Hancock County. I did not know.
Oh, damn.
Hancock County, Georgia.
We gotta requisition the numbers here and there. Sometimes we'll give them to you. Like, hey, where are we popping at?
Oh, yeah.
Is this nationwide? Seattle, I've noticed. Northern Michigan, shout out.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. I love him. He's my spirit animal.
He is.
You're a collector.
I'm a collector. I love him. I think he's great. He had certain ways of... He probably wrote the thesaurus on how to say kick your ass. Like, he came up with so many different ways to say it. And this one's one, like, instead of telling kids you're going to put them in quiet time or put them on restrictions or take their devices from them, tell them something like this, and they may be scared.
The American Dream, thunder in both fists, headed your way with knuckle sandwiches.
I love that. I love it. Thunder in both wrists, coming your way with knuckle sandwiches.
I got to play it again just the way he says
knuckle
sandwiches.
Knuckle sandwiches.
The American Dream, thunder in both fists, headed your way with knuckle sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Who wants love sandwiches? It. Oh, we lost Dusty too soon. Damn it.
I don't know if you showed me this video or if I just saw it on social media, but somebody presented Cody with a dual auto. It was himself and his dad. And he said there aren't many things they're on together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They gave it to him, though?
I don't think they gave it to him.
Oh, they just showed it to him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't give it to him.
I wouldn't give it to him either. Like, you make an offer on it, Cody-O, but I ain't going to give it to you.
Okay.
That ain't going to happen.
Have you ever known someone who had upset tummy a lot? Yeah, upset tummy. I have an upset tummy today, guys. Oh, I can't even, like, I try to, like, pop my back. Like,
don't you do it.
Oh, God. My back, you can tell, is making odd noises. Nevertheless.
Whatever you're doing.
We're going to have any women this happen to.
Pepto-Bismol is not fun to drink. We would keep it in our refrigerator when I was a young kid, like a condiment. It was always there, and everyone drank out of the bottle. We didn't measure it.
This is Revco version 2.
Yeah, but then for pussies later on, they came out with chewable tablets of Pepto-Bismol.
I don't know how that works.
You just chew it?
Yep. It helps your stomach.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a dried Pepto in a little circular form, I suppose. Well, anyway, this is more proof of why you don't leave your kids in the car when you just run in a store, because they're going to think that's candy.
Oh, Lord.
Look at it. These come out.
How did they come out?
They popped out.
But did you eat one?
No.
Why is there pink on your mouth?
Well, I didn't eat one.
But Dee Dee, those are medicine.
I didn't eat one.
They don't taste very good, do they?
And there was some white on here.
And they just popped out?
Yeah, they did.
They just like popped right out of those wrappers.
Yep. So we.
And then they got on your mouth. And on your tongue.
I ate one. I love medicine. I love pink.
I know.
Yeah, me too.
Dee Dee.
I love pink.
You know, his mom tried to trick her when she said, did you pop one out? And she said, yeah, but she goes, they didn't taste good, did they? And she didn't answer. Like, you said you didn't eat one, but, you know, she tried to get her with the taste.
This is why all those edible weed candies and everything, they got to put them in different wrappers because they look misleading. Literally. I sound like an old person now when vaping first came out. Like, why you got to make them in fruit flavors? You're trying to attract the kids.
Dude, before they had that huge drug bust in my neighborhood where they hadn't found the one guy yet, they had wrappers on the ground sometimes. You would see that. I'm like, is that Fruity Pebble? Like a trick? A treatment? No.
It'll be spelled like a Z or something, and you're like, oh.
They are Fred's real high, and then you look on the back, it says like from California or whatever the hell.
Then you know.
Got the little pot leaf sticker on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this was luckily just Pepto, but she did eat it one, and she loves medicine. So watch out for that future pill head.
Somebody needs to lock her in a school.
They really do.
How do you crack an egg? When you crack an egg, do you crack it against the pan or a hard surface?
I do. Generally. I do the side of the pan.
Or the bowl.
Yeah. That's a very popular answer. Well, this guy here saw his dad cracking an egg in an unusual way. And his dad kind of took offense to why it was such a big deal.
Oh, Lord.
And they had a little fun exchange back and forth, like fathers and sons do in the kitchen.
Is he being mean to his daddy?
No, but his dad, he flies off the handle real quick.
Okay. I ain't never seen nobody crack an egg with a spoon. What kind of shit is that?
Why is you worried about how
to crack an egg with a spoon?
I'll crack you with your big black head, you motherfucker.
Crack an egg with a spoon.
What does it make a difference what I crack it with, motherfucker?
Oh, God. Hilarious.
I swear, another from Alabama.
You know, when he gets up on him, the camera's right on his dad's face. I think that's partly why he was mad. Oh, I got to hear that one again.
God bless.
He's really taking a spoon and just like, in the top of the egg.
It's weird how people call their kids MFs like that. Like it's just a term of endearment. Like,
wait till you hear what angry dad calls his son later.
I ain't never seen nobody crack an egg with a spoon. What kind of shit is that?
Why is you worried about how to
crack an egg with a spoon?
I'll crack you with your big black head, you motherfucker.
Crack an egg with a spoon.
What does it make a difference what I crack it with, motherfucker?
Had a little hint of Fred Sanford in his voice. Big dummy.
Why is he worried about God.
Let me get a bingity drinkity.
God, I saw a Sanford clip the other day where he gives old Esther a piece of plastic. He said, "That's your Halloween mask."
That's your Halloween mask. God, man, she was a very unattractive woman.
I told her.
And I saw another clip where he said, "I can take your face and put it in some cookie dough and make gorilla cookies."
Gorilla cookies. Hell yeah. God bless. Oh. That was good. That's real good.
This will finish on the angry napping dad who's working all day in the yard.
Uh-oh.
Trying to take a load off in the afternoon, so he thought he'd sneak a napper in. Not his son. His son thought he'd come in and mess with his dad.
Want to make some content.
Yeah. Like always, you know, trying to make content around the house. I'm a creator, bro. Got to make content. Well, dad's not happy, and well.
Dad.
What?
You want? You look tired. You should get some sleep.
The f*** you think I'm doing? I'm trying to f***ing nap. Why would you wake me up?
You look tired. You should get some sleep.
I am f***ing tired. What the f*** are you waking me up for?
What?
Dad, wake up. You look tired. What the f*** kind of bullshit is that?
You look tired.
I am f***ing tired. I was out f***ing side working.
Hey, you should get
trying
some sleep.
Trying to take a nap.
You should get some sleep.
No, Sherlock. What the f*** are you waking me up for? Gotta f***ing wake up and be mad now. Now I can't f***ing go back to sleep.
Yes, you can, dude.
No, I can't. It's in the middle of the afternoon. You're a f***ing drunk.
Alright, so you yell at me for taking naps.
I sat down for 10 minutes to take a nap for.
So you yell at me for taking naps.
What the f*** are you waking me up for? To tell me I look tired?
Yeah, you should see.
Leave me the f***ing alone.
You look tired. She has your eyes all red.
I was trying to f***ing sleep. You f***ing woke me up now, you f***ing jerk off.
Damn.
Why everybody talk to their kids like that?
I don't know. It's like up north and you know, good God.
What is it with some of you dads when you like you let your kids drink, you cuss at each other, you do the two fingers in the nose constantly? Like, come on. Can we get some decorum around the household?
That guy sounded like he either worked on cars or made pizza. I can't tell. One of the two.
How we doing both,
hey,
eh?
Hey, what do you think I'm trying to do here?
He should hang out with Egg Dad.
You jerk off?
I ain't never seen nobody crack an egg with a spoon. What kind of shit is that?
Why is you worried about how to
crack an egg with a spoon?
I'll crack it with your big f***ing black head, you motherfucker.
Crack an egg with a spoon.
What does it make a difference what I crack it with, motherfucker?
Why is you worried about... I thought the other little kids, why the you ain't eat a cold?
My God.
It's funny, the visual of the kid, he's like a little fat kid, and he's wearing a polo shirt, but it's not buttoned all the way, like all the buttons are open. But it's real tight on him being a little fat kid.
Oh, I remember those, yeah. You could, the polo shirts then only came with like one button, but if you were like had big male boobs,
mm-hmm.
And boobs. You put that one together, it caused more like...
Little kid boobs.
It caused more shadowing around the... I was real big on watching the shadowing of the boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Because certain colors made it...
You'd see through it.
Yeah, I did.
See the contour
like
of your big gut.
And my nipples.
And big urethras.
Yeah.
Yeah, like football nipples through the shirt. So look at Ass Mole's shirt. You can see his nipples through it.
Oh, man. I know I couldn't participate in the pants sagging back in the 90s because everyone would see my ass mole. I have a mole right above the crack of my ass, and everyone called me ass mole in elementary school. I didn't even get the joke.
That's where she threatened to throw the knife in Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
Right between the crack of his ass.
If you have audio for us, even if it's your own audio, you can send it to us, or it's best just tag us in it. I'm at O-Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. Fat Boy's at Nicholas Dickhead.
My favorite store.
No, he's at Fatboy 933. At Fatboy 933. All right, best damn audio. We will...
Why is you worried about how I crack it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
But Fatboy says this anonymous needs to pop in with their own little situation here.
It's not life-threatening.
No, but it involves like kids and moms and stuff.
Something people deal with, I'm sure, every day.
Okay. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you.
be good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking. So, okay. what's up with kids being disrespectful to mothers?
Yeah, okay. So, me and my girlfriend, we've been together for 2 years. She's got a 17-year-old son. He and I, we've always gotten along together. His dad and myself, we've got a pretty good relationship, you know. And you know, but you know, he's just so disrespectful to his mom. As far as like anything that she does to support him, it's always just a F away from me, Mom. Don't F and talk to me, Mom.
How old is this kid?
He's 17.
I'm gonna ask you. You're anonymous. I'm gonna ask a very just clueless question here. Did Mom step out on Dad?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. No.
All right.
Okay. So you said you have a good relationship with his dad. Like, I guess the kid goes back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, here lately, you know, he has started like a disrespect towards me. You know, maybe a month and a half ago, you know, he tells me, now he's a big kid, you know, he's like 6'3", like 215
pounds. They're growing
pounds,
bigger,
you know?
Now. I've noticed that. Children are bigger now. They really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he gets in my face and, you know, tells me that he's going to go to my MFNA, you know, and I... So, you know, for me, I know that I'm walking on a very thin line there, you know, with mother and child. So, you know, I kind of ignored it.
Just wait a year and beat his ass.
Well, that's really what I want to do, you know.
You're fine. My perspective on that is talk all the crap you want to about me, but don't disrespect your mama. So that, but that you're in that weird purgatory area where she's his mom and she's not doing anything.
Right.
So who am I to step in? So you're literally like, I don't know what's right to do here.
Well, I was a step-parent.
It was a couple of weeks ago, you know, and I really took that mindset, what you just said, as far as, you know, like, I can take it, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter what you say to me, as long as you don't put your hands on me.
Right.
But, you know, I did say something to him. I was like, hey, I said, why do you despise your mom so much? Where is this hate, anger, and resentment coming from? And I just told him, I said, dude, I said, just do better, man. I mean, I want him to be a better person than I've ever been.
Yeah.
But, you know, and like I told him, I said, I'll never try to be your dad, but I will try to be a positive male influence in your life. And that's all I'm trying to do. So I told him that, and again, it told me, you know, I'm tired of hearing your MF and lip.
Right.
You know, any more lip service out of you, and I'm going to go to your MF and A again. And I'm like, dude, you know, that's not acceptable for you to talk to me like that.
No, your but, house, you know, your I mean, rules. And you need to put your foot down, and maybe you should sit down with everybody who's involved with this child and talk to him about that. Because that's not acceptable behavior to talk to an adult like that. I'm sorry. Doesn't matter what your age is.
Right.
I feel like it's got to come from you because his dad, doesn't have a vested interest because he's not with the mom anymore. He's not in the house. So it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind to him. But if he's already getting up into your face, man, you really got to knock him down a peg or two. Which, look, he could be big, but, you know, like, he doesn't have that man mindset yet. Like, the mind's not caught up with the body. But, like, you're the man. Like, you got to say, look, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I mean, I feel like I'm kind of in a lose-lose situation. I mean, I'm not trying to lose, you know, I'm not trying to lose my woman. And, you know, at the same time, I would like to have a very decent, respectful relationship, you know, with him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I do love the kid. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't have a son of my own, but, you know, I mean, I do love this kid, and, you know.
Sounds like you did.
I don't know what to do.
Would you give this kid part of your liver if he asked?
Oh, that was a good question.
Oh, yeah, probably so. Yeah.
I feel like he's not going to respect you if you don't do anything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know what? Sometimes, and I did it as a kid. I can't give you a good example right now, but sometimes it's not a cry for help or whatever, but it's this weird way we show emotion, especially as young, before you become an adult or whatever. And, like, he's acting out because maybe he hasn't been, and I'm not discussing or not talking down about your lady or even his dad, but like maybe he wasn't parented completely right at the beginning, and this is his way of acting out now.
Right.
I don't know that to be true, but...
I haven't asked a lot of questions, you know, as far as like why his mom and dad separated. I mean, you know, everyone has a past, and I you know, it's really none of my business why they separated.
Well, if she stepped out on dad, though, that could explain a lot. If you don't know that,
now,
honest to God.
Right, as far as I know, no, nothing like that.
How long have you been with his mom?
A little over 2 years.
Oh, God.
Look at something failing.
You take care of it. Restaurant? Was that like a bunch of plates, or are you at a Greek wedding? All right. It's happening. All right. Best of luck to you, sir. But you know what? You care. You care, and that shows a lot. So good luck to you. Okay?
Check back in with us, man. Let us know what happened.
Please do. And good luck on that cleanup. Thank you. You can tell he wanted to get off the phone. I imagine he had the phone to his ear walking through the kitchen, carrying like a stack of 100 plates.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, wow.
It's expensive.
Dawned on him that maybe his girl cheated.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's the All Advice Show, and y'all going to love this one. She wants to stay anonymous. And let me give you the phone numbers before we even begin. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. I suspect that we'll get a lot of feedback from women on this. Now, not that men, I mean, men certainly as well, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely men.
This is a thing where a woman listening right now, there's no thought to either what she would do, she already knows what she would do, or this has happened, and she could maybe give this young lady some advice. After hearing what's happened, I don't blame her. I know why she wants to be anonymous, so let's bring her on now and say, good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Yeah, you sound down.
Aww.
Sound like somebody's been crying. Maybe you had a gas station breakfast. I don't know.
She ain't sick, fat boy. She's in a tough spot right now. All right, break it down with us if you would. You've been with this guy for quite a while, right?
Yeah, 2 years last month, and it's serious. We're planning to move in together when my lease is up in October.
I mean, 2 years now is a long time. I mean, you're probably practically married at this point.
Pretty much, yeah. You pretty much are. So, I've already kind of said, but we have to storytell here. You recently found something out, and it's not because you were snooping or anything, right?
Right. I took a couple pieces of jewelry he gave me, a ring and a bangle bracelet, to get cleaned. And they're both really pretty. I just wanted them shined up. And the jeweler looks at me and he says, you know, these aren't real, right?
Like, are we talking about fake, like maybe from some guy off of Facebook or like definitely not real?
Like costume jewelry?
Fake, like costume jewelry. Yeah. And the guy even showed me under a light, like he said, no diamonds, no gold. And, you know, I was shocked. I had no idea. I mean, my finger, it never turned green or anything.
Okay, so I was going to ask that because, you know, maybe it's just like gold-plated or whatever. So you're walking around thinking, you know, you're rocking the good, and then really it's just some kind of metal material that they use for belt buckles or Paige's earrings.
Yeah, exactly. And
I don't know
what to do.
Yeah.
I truly don't think he like meant to deceive me, you know? And I think he thinks it's real. And I don't know. He just made a big deal about, you know, both gifts. So.
Yeah. So with, bless you. How big of a deal are we talking here? Like, you know, when you said he made a big deal about them, like dinner and a card, or like he get down on one knee with Fog Machine, got a little Jodeci or some Boyz II Men playing in the background. What do we do? He's not proposing or anything.
No, not proposal level, but like I wanted to, you know, I wanted you to have something special, you know, that kind of thing. And it felt real and genuine.
Yeah. So the million-dollar question, or in this case, maybe the 1995 plus tax question from the kiosk in the mall. Like, do you tell him or keep it to yourself? That's the big question I think we've been asking since we heard from you yesterday.
Exactly. That's what I need help with, you know. If he knew it was fake, I'd be really disappointed, right?
Yeah.
But I also think he'd be embarrassed if I told him, and I don't want to humiliate him.
Can you just go get it replaced? Get it?
Oh, next? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him.
Like, you haven't told your friends?
No way. I'm so embarrassed. One of my friends is married to a jeweler. And another one is always bragging about her Cartier bracelet. You know, like, they'd totally roast me.
Oh,
so, man. No. Mm-mm.
Girl, they would have a meme made by lunchtime about you, I feel like.
Sure.
I don't know.
You don't know how much he makes either, so there's that.
Is it? What
no.
is it?
She doesn't know how much he makes.
2 months worth, or what is it for a ring?
Well, they're not. It's not an engagement ring, right?
No.
It's just like a wedding, just a
no,
ring.
No, it's not
ring.
Any...
Yeah.
It's just regular jewelry. I know he does all right, you know, and he owns his own car. He goes on trips with friends sometimes, but we've just never talked specifics. I don't even know what his salary is.
Is it pretty?
Is it what?
Do you like it?
The ring?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's very pretty. Like I said, I just wanted to get it all shined up.
So you've been together for 2 years, and you talk about moving in, but you don't talk about money? Like, I
know.
They don't come up?
Well, I mean, I get that you're not wanting to be like that girl who asks about money and all that, but you also probably don't want to be that girl who's now iced out in aluminum. I mean, I hate to say it. Seriously, like, either he's pulling the wool over your eyes or somebody pulled it over his, and... Either way, that's not good, you know?
Yeah, but does he have to? If you're not engaged, do you have to get real stones all the time? I don't know if there's like anything in the book of etiquette for that. I mean, did he say this means we're going steady or we're... I don't know.
Well, clearly. Like, what do you mean, though? Like, I mean, if somebody gives you jewelry, they don't say, hi, here is a gold bracelet for you. But,
right.
I mean, it's generally, if it's gold, you think that it's gold.
You assume it's gold.
Mm-hmm.
And her finger and her wrist didn't turn green or anything, so there's no reason for her to... She just wanted it all shined up.
Hey, right.
Get rhythm. So do you wear the stuff still, like around him or what?
Actually, no, I don't even wear the jewelry right now. It's in a drawer and it just, I don't know, it just feels weird now, you know, like if that makes sense.
I cannot imagine walking around carrying the emotional weight of some cubic zirconia. I imagine it's tough.
Yeah, he probably gave you a fake and doesn't even realize it.
Probably.
Well, here's what I say. You got to tell him. You gotta. What do you call him? You call him honey, babe. What's your little word for him? You know you got something for him.
Yeah, babe.
Okay.
We just say babe.
See, mm-hmm. I read something, or Paige said it in news the other day. That's the number one phrase that men and women in America call each other in a relationship.
Babe is good.
Or
dude.
So no. So say, hey,
my
babe.
Dude.
I took in to get cleaned, you know, the jewelry, the bracelet and the ring or whatever, and the jewelry, the jeweler, he said something that surprised me, and then go through it and just see how he reacts.
Yeah, I wouldn't be confrontational. Like, you kind of play it cool, and, you know, if he gets defensive, then you'll know something's up, like, it's fake.
Okay, but, like, what if it hurts him, you know, or if he thinks that I'm being ungrateful, right, which I'm not, but what if he thinks
I know,
that?
I can tell you're not. I mean, you're wanting, you're not trying to, you know, tell him you loved the gesture and that you were surprised, but you didn't want to, you know, the big thing is here, someone sold this to him, whether he bought it as not being real or you're saying, hey, babe, you need to go get your money back. You're looking out for him. It's not putting him down, I don't think.
That's a good point, because if he knows it's fake when he got it, then he's already nervous, like kind of waiting for you to find out.
If it doesn't matter, because it's not an engagement ring, just take it as a gift and wear it when you want to, or don't
wear
it at all.
You're missing the point.
What is the point, though?
The point is, while he did not say, here, anonymous. I don't want to say her real name. Here is a 24-karat gold ring for you. He gave her a ring that looks gold, and it was for, you know, like a nice situation or whatever.
That would be real suspicious.
It's assumed that it is.
I'm just seeing it like maybe it's a cocktail ring or something that you can wear when you're dressed up a certain way that you don't have to
but
wear.
But that would still be gold or silver.
Yeah, but it's not the end. I mean, I would. Honesty is always the best approach, so you don't act like you're keeping something from him and you're deep down and angry with him. You need to tell him how you feel.
If he knows it's fake, he's sweating bullets already.
Like every time y'all watch, like a Skittles comes on, or when those Ponche's commercials
you walk past
comes
on. Walk past the jewelry store, like anything.
He's like, no, we're not getting on, we're not going on Augusta Road today. Not going to do it. But you want to clear the air with him, though, because especially moving in together, you know, the thing about salary, that's one thing. I mean, you don't want to say to your man or woman, you know, you don't want to say, hey, how much you make a year? But if you're talking about building a home together, not literally, but
it's
making a home together, you got to kind of figure that out too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Tell you about some things that happened upwards of 40 years ago, some as little as a few weeks ago, and it's going to make you feel very old. Damn that man,
you're making me feel old. I like this. Damn that man, shake it, you're making me feel
old. From the band that brought you Cult of Personality. Does not come that song, but eerily similar. Very, very similar. This is part of a... people like this in corporate America. This is a journey that I've been on, this life of mine. And I'd like to bring you on this journey with me. That's like this stupid man that I know. He said, well, I shouldn't say stupid. He's just goofy. I saw him the other day, like the dog, yeah.
Not
the, which one talks and which one doesn't in Mickey World? Goofy and...
Goofy talks a lot, right?
Like, yeah, but which
George.
One...
Josh.
Yeah, but their other dog doesn't talk, and he has to walk on all fours.
Wow.
Goofy, and there's
it's not a Droopy dog, because he talks, too.
No, Droopy's, that's Looney Tunes, I think.
Damn dog.
Come on, man, Goofy. Paige, you're a woman. Disney, think here. Goofy?
Help us out.
It's time to do Damn That Man, You Make Me Feel Old, but...
Quit messing with that candle.
Goofy, and God, let's do it without the use of the internet now. Goofy Garsh, he talked, he walked around, he wore...
What is the other dog, though?
I see him. It was
Disney?
He was orange yellow looking. This is not a prearranged bit, by the way. This is just three people
can't think of orange yellow dog.
I just think the big Martian guy.
I'm going to have to go. That's Marvin. That's also Looney Tunes.
Oh, is that Marvin?
Hold on. I'm going to have to Google it. And I'm not looking at text. This is part of what getting old is.
That was the other
Pluto.
One.
Pluto.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
He said it's Pluto. Weird. Like Goofy's like he gets to, you know, live in the house and wear clothes and all that stuff. And then Goofy or Pluto is he's still a dog.
All right.
Sorry. Just had a moment there.
A dog. Well, look, when it happens, you know, you gotta come out with it. It
just happens.
You gotta figure it out.
Things to make you feel old, because when I read a lot of these, it makes me feel old. And many of these, while I can't remember the first segment of today's very show that I'm on right now, I can remember these moments particularly and what I was doing at the time, this, that, or the other. Let's go back on a journey. Damn, Matt, man, you're making me feel old. 1981, 44 years ago this week. I remember this like it was yesterday. Prince Charles and Lady Diana tied that knot.
Oh,
they got married
Paul's
too.
St. Paul's Cathedral. That's right. I was talking about the honeymoon. No, they got married. I remember my mom working at the freaking.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. At the textile mill. They freaking stopped and went in the boss's office to watch it.
Oh, they let him go in there?
Yes. Now? Yes. And according to this, 700 million people worldwide stopped their day down to watch a wedding of two people that think they're better than you, and you know it.
The fact that there are even that many people in the world.
Even 44 years ago, there was that many people.
I watched their son get married, so, I mean.
Yeah. Which one?
Was he the William one that married outside of his family?
Billy.
No, I actually watched both of them.
Yeah, that's a very woman thing to do. Watch a royalty get married.
That was pretty.
41 years ago this week, one of my favorite TV shows debuted. 1984, The A-Team debuted on NBC. Watch it, fool!
Look, I'm on TV show, fool.
If you're like me and you remember watching those live, you know, when you were a kid, you'd hear your dad and mom say, oh, I've been friends with them for 20, 30 years. You're like, God bless. My favorite TV show is 41 years old this week. Or one of my favorites.
And
Duke's Close Second.
The excitement of waiting to watch that show every week, and we don't have to do that.
To talk about it the next day. There was no VCR.
No.
There wasn't even really reruns, even in the off season. You waited on TBS or WGN to actually buy those rights. Let's go a year forward. 40 years ago, staying on the subject of TV. 40 years ago, 1985. Smart Marks know that was the year I started collecting Topps baseball cards. The number one TV show in America 40 years ago, in this order, coming in at number three, Cheers.
Let's
coming
go.
In at number two, Family Ties. And the number one show 40 years ago this week, drum roll, please.
I got one, but I'm out of favorite.
And then also the greatest movie ever made. Filming began 40 years ago this week for Back to the Future.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Hey,
yeah.
You. What a get classic. Your damn hands off her. Thank you. Cosby Show. Such a good movie.
I thought part three was even good, Back to the Future.
Well, that was such a time, man. Like, America was all about, like, weird sweaters. Like, not just the women. Dudes were wearing weird sweaters. Women were wearing shoulder pads. And then the TV show audiences would, like, anytime there was a hug, especially if it was a resisted hug, the audience would go, ah, and then start clapping for the hugs. Yeah. Or when a celebrity guest would walk into the house. Oh my God, look. It's Red Buttons.
Red Buttons.
Let's go 40 years ago today. This right here, the timing on some of these are pretty incredible. 40 years ago today, 1985, Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog. Do you remember when that happened?
He should have felt bad about doing it too.
Why?
Like, all that stuff should go to the artists. Like, you know, guys like Scooter Braun, they should feel bad about.
Well,
what
look
he
at
did
his last
Taylor
name.
Swift.
What do you expect?
Like all that stuff should belong to the creator.
But what's crazy? Well,
you shouldn't call it the Masters anyway. I'm already offended at that.
But like we were talking about earlier, like Odyssey pays us a wage to be here. They supply all this revolutionary equipment, state of the art, by God. We have big flat screens here, all this stuff. Really we don't have to pay for none of that. It's like people bitch about the roads. It's like, do you want to pay higher taxes? Because I sure as hell don't.
But what if they want to take our bits?
Well, you know what? The value of owning Facebook fussing. Congratulations, Odyssey. You got it. So here's the timing. 38 years ago this week. So 40 years ago, Michael bought the Beatles catalog. 38 years ago this week, some 2 years later, 1987, Michael released Bad. That was a weird thing because Michael went from being all soft and, you know, purple, you know, not his skin color, but like he was wearing a lot of purple. Yep. And then he went to wearing the leather and it's like, oh God, he's in a gang now. What's going on?
Trying to get a bad boy image going on.
Let's look back to the year 1991. I can remember going to Farmore, a now defunct store over on Haywood Road, to purchase this album when it came out. It didn't have a title page. It was the fifth album from this band. Many people called it the Black Album.
Oh, my gosh.
The Black Album containing songs like Nothing Else Matters, The Unforgiven.
Best album.
Inner Sandman.
Which Elton John said Nothing Else Matters, one of the best songs ever written.
Their lyrics are so good. They're many stories.
Yeah.
Better than Stay in the Truck. Just many stories, little episodic story.
Yeah, it's so good. Just especially when we got to see them in Vegas when they played in the round.
That was a once in a lifetime. I mean, it really was. So that was, think about that, 34 years ago is when this album came out. Do you feeling old yet?
Yes.
Matt Mann? Making you feel old.
This is considered classic rock now.
I know. 31 years ago today, ready to feel old, 1994. It was a beeper peak. 61 million Americans had beepers or pagers.
$7 a month.
I never had one.
Today, are beepers still in use? Why, yes. I'm glad you asked.
First responders.
2 million still used primarily by doctors. But, first responders for sure. Same year. 1994, Woodstock 94, of course.
Oh, boy.
That's 25th anniversary.
The fire.
Tickets, $135, or you could watch it at home on pay-per-view for $49 and dodge all the doo-doo
burn.
Fights and rape.
Oof.
You just stay at home. Big acts, you had this band here, Metallica. You had Green Day, Aerosmith, Nine Inch Nails, Cypress Doo-Doo. I saw him. Yeah, I'm working off of Google. Let me pull the curtain back. I'm working on a Google Doc page that I shared with coworker Jeremy. So, because I wanted to let Jeremy know I might need some audio for this great body of work that I've done here. And while I was watching, I noticed this little pink thing started going on my screen. It kind of scared me for a minute. I thought it was a Ouija board or something. And I noticed Cypress Hill changed to Cypress Doo-Doo. So I pulled the Ron Burgundy and read that son of a bitch.
I'm glad you didn't read the note before it.
Oh no, I'm glad I didn't too. Don't mess with this one for real.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.